From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. At a time when being proudly Muslim in the US is politically hazardous, a new series by the online streaming service Hulu explores Muslim identity in a nuanced and funny way. Named Rami for the main character, Rami Hassan, the series will debut on April 19th and centers on a young Muslim American man from New Jersey who struggles to find himself and his faith. Stand-up comedian and actor Rami Yusuf plays the lead in a show that is a fictionalized version of his own life. The New York Times called the series quietly revolutionary in how it refutes Hollywood stereotypes of Muslims. We turn now to Stephanie Abraham, a writer and media critic. She helped to found the feminist magazine Makeshift. She was a founding editor of the magazine Loudmouth, and her works have been published in McSweeney's, Al Jazeera, Mizna, and Bitch magazine. She's also the pop culture correspondent and film critic for our program, and she's just written about the show Rami for Ms. Magazine's blog. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, Sonali. It's so good to be back on your show.
So first, this certainly is an important moment for Hollywood to embrace somebody who is telling their own story as a Muslim. But it's also, I understand, very different, of course, from the way in which other stories have been told. It undermines the kinds of standard stereotypes that I know you have critiqued for years in Hollywood's portrayals of Muslims. So you've seen the series. What are your general impressions of it?
Well, I have to commend this series. I'm really excited about it. I think everyone should watch it. I was invited to a screening in Los Angeles of it last week, and so I got to preview 4 of the 10 episodes. And I think it's really breaking things in new ways, although there was a Q&A afterwards, and the creator, writer, and star of the show, Rami Yusuf, said that he wasn't trying to create the first of anything, though he assumed critics might try and say it was. He was just trying to tell a story about a family and their problems. And he actually created the show for himself. You know, he arrived to LA about 8 years ago, looked around and said, where are the other Muslim and Arab American actors and what scripts are they working on? The answer, of course, was none, really. And so he created this. He created a show for him, for his family, for his friends. And he kind of assumes a certain amount of knowledge from the audience, which is really refreshing and new.
So why don't we actually watch the trailer for Rami? The show, because it's on an online streaming service, of course, they can explore all sorts of things that would be considered taboo on network television. And so some parts of this trailer had adult themes. I had to, unfortunately, clean it up, if you will, for our general audience on the radio and our television show. Here is an edited version of the trailer for Rami.
Rami, do you want to stay alone forever?
Mom, you can't just walk up to a Muslim girl and like start spitting game or something. What am I supposed to say? Like, hey, can I get your father's number?
Yes, why not?
This Ramadan, I really want to do it the right way, man. It's been a weird year. And I feel like if I can just do this the right way, I can figure my shit out.
I'm going out.
Does anyone even care where Rami goes? You guys never ask him where he is.
He just told me he's going out.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
He literally gave you no information.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Love you, Mom.
Love you, Habibi.
I wanna know who I am. I wanna explore.
You're like the kids in Egypt. They throw down the government. Big revolution. Then what? No plan.
I don't know what I'm doing, man. I look at my parents and how strong they are and how they just know everything's gonna be okay because they have God.
What are your goals for this life?
For this life?
Yeah, before the Day of Judgment.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really like a big planner. You know, I'm kind of more like an in the moment kind of guy.
And that is the trailer for the new series on Hulu called Rami. And of course, it centers on the life of Rami Yusuf, who is the stand-up comedian, who is the actor, based this series on his own life. So Stephanie, let's talk about the fact that this doesn't shy away from his Muslim identity. In fact, the whole point, I understand, of the series is him struggling to reconcile his life as an American and his religious background and even sort of immigrant background of his family as a Muslim, as an Egyptian American, right?
Yeah, that's actually the main theme. So the kind of the elevator pitch of the story is that this is a millennial man in New Jersey who believes in God and is trying to be faithful to Islam, but grappling with what it's like to be a millennial and in the U.S. So peer pressure, dating and sex, just trying to kind of bridge all these things together. Now, it doesn't have a classic framework of pitting being Muslim or Arab against being American, which is so great and so refreshing. So, you know, as you said in our opening, I'm often criticizing like the Orientalism, which is that unique kind of racism that's targeted against people from Swana or the Middle East, this imagined place called the Orient. And this doesn't do this. It's outside the framework, which is so exciting. So it's not like juxtaposing, well, I'm in America and how can I be Muslim? It's more like, okay, well, I'm in this moment and my family is Muslim and what the heck are we doing? You know, so it even shows like tensions within their own family, not necessarily like it's not talking about what, you know, Trump is tweeting today. And he did that as a conscious choice. Like, this is not that show. This is a show that's just highlighting like the day-to-day reality. And so regular tropes in US media that are usually used, for example, when you're watching a movie or a TV show and Muslims begin to wash, there's usually like Arabic music, but it's done in this like very scary way. Because they use that as a trope of like an attack is going to come, which is an awful commodification of a ritual. But here there's a really funny experience where he's running late and there's this long line at the mosque to wash. And so he goes down, well, I don't want to do a spoiler alert, but basically he tries to find a shortcut and he encounters an elder. And so it ends up being this really funny experience of like the rules around washing. And does that really mean that you're a good or bad Muslim? It's like his internal conflict of what does it mean to be a good Muslim? Even though a lot of it is like self-imposed.
You know, watching even just the trailer reminded me of many of my friends growing up. I was born and raised in a Muslim country in the United Arab Emirates and had a lot of Muslim friends who were either Arab or Pakistani or Indian Muslim. And they were just regular people. Even my male friends would, consider themselves Muslim, but they would drink or swear or just do the kinds of things that teenagers do. And they were and are everyday people, which is sad that we have to sort of make that case in, in the U.S. today. But of course, Muslims have been so dehumanized and so demonized, as we've seen the attacks on Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. And they've, the so-called Muslim ban, of course, is so symbolic of how much we've dehumanized Muslims, that to portray Muslim Americans as ordinary, everyday people is almost a revolutionary act.
Yeah, that's interesting that they call it, what did you say, silently revolutionary?
Quietly revolutionary is what the New York Times called it. Yeah,
that's an interesting assessment. What's really fun is he's not shying away from exposing what an idiot he is. And, you know, they always say, like, even in some writing classes I've taken, they're always like, you as the protagonist need to show that you're a jerk so that your audience identifies with you. And he definitely does that as a stand-up comedian. I actually saw him recently, not knowing that this show was coming. And he definitely does it, he being Rami, in the show. So, for example, he decides that he wants to find the love of his life. And this one episode delves into who he's dating. And it exposes that he expects Muslim women to be chaste and kind of pure and not sexually active or have their own desires, but he doesn't have those unreasonable expectations on non-Muslim women. So to see a straight cis man kind of admitting that is really, really exciting representation.
Unusual. Mm-hmm. Another part that we saw in the trailer, and I think you were alluding to earlier, were the tensions within the family. We know those of us who come from, you know, maybe the South Asia, Arab Muslim world, know that there are lots of tensions around patriarchy within our own families, where the woman playing Rami's sister, the character, is upset at how her parents don't expect the same things from their sons as they expect from their daughters. He just announces he's going out, and presumably when she, the daughter, wants to go out, her parents need to know every detail about where she's going, when she'll come back. Those are, for me, highly relatable. I didn't grow up with brothers, but I had plenty of friends who had those situations in their families.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's another representation where it's like trying to expose and also challenge the ways that, you know, we've internalized sexism, the way it runs in different communities, and how it happens to run in this certain family, right? It's a particular family. And I think that's what this show does so well. It doesn't try and be the all everything to everyone. It tries to tell the story of this guy and his family and his friends in his little world. And so it does it so well. So the brother and sister relationship here is really interesting because sometimes they're allies and sometimes they're enemies. And that tension is really smart. There's lots of smart tension throughout. But that sister character, her name is Dina, played by Meg Calamari. She's really sassy. So she's always challenging sexism, sometimes really with sass and sometimes very subtly, depending upon the context and who's in the room. So another important part to acknowledge here is that there's an uncle who's so the family immigrated from Egypt. The mother's Palestinian, the father's Egyptian. And I believe the kids were born here, but Rami lives with his parents and sister. And the uncle comes over, who's his mom's brother, and he's terribly anti-Semitic from like back in the day. He brings up things from like the 1980s and is just always running it, you know? And so in the Q&A, they talked about that. And he goes, yeah, we wanted this character because every family has that uncle or aunt who just like spews off and you just roll their eyes and it makes everyone uncomfortable and you try and figure out how to challenge it, but you have to love them because they're your family. And he was like, in the white family, it's probably the KKK lover. You know, in this family, it's that. So he another way to like just expose what's going on in this family, and obviously it leads to larger conversations about the community. And that's what Rami said that he was hoping. And I think that this show can accomplish it, is that it's really meant to be a conversation starter.
Right. It seems as though there isn't an attempt to try to sanitize a particular culture. Often people from cultures that are placed under a microscope worry tremendously about their portrayal on the big screen or, you know, on television screens, and worry about exposing the underbelly of our own cultures, because all cultures are nuanced, all cultures are complex, and all cultures have good things and bad things about them. And it's in television here in the United States, white families have been allowed to be, and white characters have been allowed to have that multidimensionality without it reflecting on their whiteness. But characters of color often haven't been given that same opportunity. And it sounds like this show is trying to change that.
Yeah, well, that's one of the effects of racism, right? Is that a white family gets to just be a family, but an Arab Muslim family represents the whole entire, you know, how many people is it? 2 or 3 billion people of the globe. And so, no, this doesn't do that. And so it's really exciting. It actually challenges another thing about sitcoms, in that it's sometimes really melancholic. So and it changes a point of view. So it's not always about Rami. There's a few episodes that have a different point of view. I think there's one from the sister, which I haven't seen, but I did get to see the one from the mom's point of view, who's this Palestinian woman. And she's represented as the anchor of the family and happy to be. And then it ends up coming out and showing like how lonely it can be in an unwelcome country when the people around you take you for granted. So, you know, when you go into a sitcom or a comedy, you're not expecting to be like emotionally moved. But there were definitely people at the screening who said, like, you made me cry. And I don't think that was the only episode that did that. So that's really exciting too.
We're talking about the Hulu series Rami debuting on April 19th. Stephanie, does the series explore the relationship between Rami and his parents, who are first generation immigrants?
Well, in the episodes that I got to see, it does a little bit. So he decides he wants to find love and go kind of a traditional route. So he asks his parents to set him up. And they're like shocked. They're like, what is happening here? And then we get to explore like his own internalized kind of prejudice and sexism. And so that's why it's really cool. It's like admitting that. He said if it was like summed up nicely, which is traditional in a sitcom, it would be sci-fi. So that it doesn't get to be resolved within the 22-minute episodes is really refreshing. In another episode, you see the tension between him and his parents when part of the reason the mom invites the uncle over is that he's a successful jeweler and Rami's startup has gone under. So the parents are pressuring Rami to join the family business and he doesn't want to. So there's definitely that kind of tension of like the immigrant and what they perceive as success and, you know, the kid or the millennial who grew up here and his definition. There's also another really interesting representation of his best friend, who's a white man, I forget his name right now, but he has MS. And it turns out that Rami and he have been friends since third grade. So they're not only doing different types of representation around gender and race, they're actually challenging able-bodyism, which is something that's, you know, rare on the screen.
Wow. So that's MS really being cool. Multiple sclerosis for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's in a wheelchair and, you know, Rami has to feel like help in certain ways. And I read, I actually didn't see this episode that he ends up telling his mom, his friend's mom, that she has no life because all she does is take care of him. Hmm. And Rami was like, I can't say that. Like in real life, Rami Yusuf said that. And his friend said, no, we have to do it. It's real. Like that's what's honest. And so some of the other characters who play his friends are actually his friends who are stand-up comedians, Muslim, I believe all Arab Muslim Americans too. And so he gave them the room to change lines as needed so that it actually sounded really authentic. And that's something that's really a new trend too. You know, people are saying that Generation Z, because they came of age, which is the generation after millennials, who are sometimes called Generation Y, that they expect real stories that aren't necessarily like fixed, you know, that are heartfelt and sometimes awful because they came of age after 9/11. You know, they experienced the recession when they were kids and saw their parents struggle. So, I mean, I'm really excited to see that move into storytelling on the screen.
I understand that the series also explores Rami going back to his parents' homeland of Egypt.
I'm not sure about that.
It shows it in the trailer, so maybe later episodes explores that as well. And so do you hope that a series like this will contribute not just to Americans' greater understanding of what it's like to be Muslim American, but send a message to the rest of Hollywood, right? Because, you know, for far too long, the distributors and the major studios have rejected storylines that they feel can't be consumed by a broad audience and have used, you know, all sorts of excuses such as, oh, it won't make enough money or it won't be relatable to dismiss stories like this. Do you think that this is breaking that barrier a little?
Yeah, I think it's definitely part of that wave. You know, we've seen that with blockbusters of all people, like Disney funding is really strange with Black Panther. But, you know, the statistics definitely show that Oscar's so white and Hollywood is still dominated by kind of dominant culture. But there is I feel like it's a tidal wave coming. And, you know, there are breakthroughs like this one. I'm hearing more and more stories like this where I looked around. There was no good role for me to play, so I created it. That's what they say Lin-Manuel Miranda did with In the Heights. Like, he was in college and said he wanted to be a Broadway star. And his professor said, well, if there's not a role for you, then write it. And so he did. And then, you know, that was his first musical. And then Hamilton was the second. And we know how well that did, right? So I think that this is really an exciting time to be a consumer of media and also to just be anyone. Like, there's more and more people creating media. And that's, you know, online screening platforms has allowed that. I think social media has had a lot to do with it. You remember a couple of years ago when Disney was going to do Alice in Arabia, and they proposed it on Monday. It was going to be this mixed heritage Saudi Arabian girl, but it was really traditional Orientalism, where like it was all about Arab versus American. And by Friday, because of the Twitter storm, it had been they canceled it. They canceled it by Friday. They announced it on Monday and canceled it on Friday. And before Twitter and social media, that type of like ability to have a word in what gets done in Hollywood did not exist.
Well, Stephanie, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We will link to your analysis, your review of Rami, which should be up on Ms. Magazine's blog from our website. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Stephanie Abraham is a writer and media critic, and she is also the pop culture correspondent and film critic for Rising Up with Sonali. Her works have been published in McSweeney's, Al Jazeera, Mizna, Bitch Magazine, and Ms. Magazine. We've been discussing the new Hulu show, Rami, debuting April 19th. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.